feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Baba is talking with the group from Australia. Australia has a lot of specialities. However, Maya too loves those from Australia a lot more. Those who are loved by the father also becomes loved by Maya. So many good ones, even if only for a short time, have become Mayas, have they not? None of you are weak like them, are you? You are not going to get caught in any spinning, are you? Maya remembers those children even now. What happens is that, because of not understanding something fully, they have questions of why and what. So the doors for Maya to enter opens. You now know the doors for Maya, do you not? So don't get caught up in why and what, and then the Maya won't receive a chance to come in. Always put a double lock. Remembrance and service is the double lock. Just service by itself is a single lock. If there is just remembrance and no service, that too is just a single lock. So let there be the balance of the two. This is the double lock. This is the Avyakta Murli of 3rd March 1984. So today Baba is remembering those children who left this gyan. Baba is remembering those who have become Mayas. And why they have become Mayas? Because of two things. Why and what? These are the two doors. Why indicates question. What indicates surprise. Why this happened? This should not have happened. The event had happened in the past, but the event is still happening in the mind. The scene has gone, but there is a rewinding of the scene on the screen of the mind. The drama had finished, but person is repeating it inside the mind. And no why is answerable. No why is answerable. If you just sit and try to analyze why, one why will lead to 100 because, and every because will lead to 10 other whys. So this why and because will never stop. Yesterday's Murli also Baba said, put a dot. You know those businessmen, they keep on putting dot. They are expert. Dot means Shiv. But instead of putting dot, when you put a comma, when you put a question mark, when you have multiple dots like this, where things are incomplete, so the confusion starts. If you take any page, any paper, any written piece, which punctuation mark is used the maximum times? Full stop, full dot. But in the page of our life, we use which one? We don't use this much. If there is any written statement, after every line there is a full stop. For a new line to start, the old must stop. For every new beginning, for every new life, death is necessary. Without death, there is no new life. The death of the old statement, the death of the old line, precedes the birth of new line. If something happened in the past, and it is very disturbing, terrifying, grievous, perilous, and person keeps on remembering it all the time, the scene is there on the mental background, winding and rewinding. You cannot say that this person is living in the present. The past is dead. So it's like carrying dead body on the shoulders. It's like moving with an extra load. So that will lead to wastage of my thought, my energy, my time. And the result is nothing. So Baba says the first door is why. Probably such teachings have never been given in any of the religions. They have talked about vices. But Baba says this why and what, these are the doors to hell. Why this happened? This should not have happened. There is injustice. I am right. Probably we are missing some of the deepest secrets of drama. This drama is very, very mysterious. This drama is very mysterious. One scene follows the another scene. There's a mystery hidden in every scene. We can understand this drama, we can know this drama only and only when we are witness. The moment we lose the attitude of witness, we get lost. We just become actors who get influenced by the scenes. But the more we try to remain witness, we can understand this drama in a better manner. And most importantly, we remain undisturbed. Most importantly, we live in the present. Otherwise, we are carrying corpse on our shoulders. The corpse of past event, the cadaver of past happenings. And as I said, no why is answerable. Second is what. What means? Surprise. What? This happened. That happened. How this can happen? As if one is unprepared. The worst of the things can happen. Here only. If you have seen the goodness, you will have to see the worst also. Because what you are calling is as worst, probably it's from your point of view. An experienced and a matured person remains without that sense of surprise. There are two words. One is surprise and another is wonder. What is the difference? Ascharya and vismay. In Hindi, there are two words. Surprise is outside. Wonder is within. Vismay. Wonder. You should always wonder, oh, what a beautiful thing it is. Oh, what a beautiful drama. In yesterday's blessing, Baba said, hear the subtle voice of the mind. And what is that voice? Vah. My fortune. Why? Vah, the bestower of fortune. So that is wonder. And surprise, it's outside. Why this? Why that? Shocking. Surprise is associated with shocks. While wonder is associated with pleasure, with love, with happiness. So what? The moment I say what? 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 And this is a great trap, a mental trap, a mental prison. Thing had happened in the past, but we are still incarcerated in the prison of what and why. I keep on imagining, analyzing, coming to conclusions, and then again destroying those conclusions, creating new imaginings. New visualizations, why this happened, okay, this must have happened because of this. This must have done like this because of this. So all sorts of permutations and combinations of mind go on. And we never come to any conclusive answer. Baba says just put a full stop, a dot. Because whatever scenes that are happening in this drama, they have link with your past, your previous births. Suddenly somebody remembers his or her past, some past events, and the behavior changes. There is a mother and there is a daughter. Everything is going on so well between them. And suddenly there is a change in the behavior of daughter. It's a sudden change. Why? It's very difficult to decide, understand why this happened. Because something has happened in the very deeper level of consciousness. Probably some old sanskar of the previous birth or of this birth has come up. And that has led to the change in the behavior. And the mother is wondering, my daughter used to love me so much, why she has changed? Why? Why? And why? She sits with him, confronts her, asks her the question, but there is no question answer. There is further disturbance. Every meeting leads to further confusion. Every counseling session leads to further disturbance, further misunderstanding. So it's very tough for that mother to counsel that daughter. And everything is so strange, so weird. You have to apply the principles of past birth here. Mother thinks that her daughter loves her the most. But the daughter becomes the worst enemy. All of a sudden, she becomes one of the worst protesters. All of a sudden. How to explain these events? Very tough to understand, very tough to come to any proper conclusion. So there would many things that would happen. Two friends, and suddenly one friend deceives the other friend for no reason. One must also understand this is the last time that is going on. So fluctuations in the minds is possible. So what is the method out? These are the two doors of Maya. Why and what? And what are the two locks? Remembrance and service. One lock is not enough. We should have double lock or rather triple lock. Multiple locks. Because Maya is extremely shrewd, clever, treacherous. You know, there are several secrets of drama. And once in 24 hours, you should sit alone and remember all those secrets. There are about 21 secrets of drama. One must sit alone and revise those secrets. The more you revise them, the more you remain stable. The more you forget them, the more there are fluctuations, disturbance in the mind. What are they? First, drama is accurate. This drama is accurate. Probably I do not know. It is the director who is telling this. This is a big drama. There are two dramas going on simultaneously. One is the bigger drama, another is the smaller drama. And this I am. This is the drama of my life and this is the world drama. The divine planning is perfect. The divine planning is accurate. I am sitting here. I love this person. I love this man. I love this woman. I love this object. I love this place. And that place goes away from me. I become sorrowful. I cannot blame the ultimate drama for this. This soul, this object is moving away. The part here is finished. The new part is beginning somewhere. What can I do? I can't do anything. So this ultimate drama is perfect. So when I only see my own drama, probably I become sorrowful. So whilst playing this role here, I must look at the whole picture as well. So many children left Baba. Did he feel disturbed? Just imagine if he is not there, you are there in his place. And there are 10 people who are working with you. And suddenly they leave you. You will feel happy or unhappy? Unhappy. Depressed. But then, look at God. He keeps on giving one homework after another. And hardly there is anybody who does. Yet, he is patient. He is the ocean of patience. Second is, this drama is in Hindi, we call it bana banaya. It's the most difficult word to understand. Bana means it is already made. Banaya means somebody has made. But who has made and when it is made, nobody knows. So this drama is like that. See, it's like a cartoon show. And what we do, what children do while watching cartoon show? They enjoy. So here is the cartoon show going on. Here it's a Mickey Mouse game going on. So you must also love to enjoy every scene of this drama. As we said yesterday, when you are sorrowful, there is some hidden melody, some hidden music in sorrow also. So enjoy sorrowful. Enjoy defeat also. Such a defeat will not come to you again. When you are faced with insults, protests, enjoy that also. Because every scene is coming to make me perfect. every scene is coming and removing that extra chip, which is barrier in the making of this statue. So every scene is like a hammer. Yeah. This task is uphill task. It's a very, very difficult thing. But this is what God has said. And if you study all the literature of all other religions, nobody has taught such things. That's why there was sorrow still. No, every religion stood for some time and then there was a fall. Every religion came out with new solution. Christianity came out with new solution, but again after 500 years there was a fall. Shankaracharya came up with new solution that he has discovered, understood all the secrets of life, but then there was a fall. Buddha came with new secrets, but then there was a fall. So everybody came out, but the ultimate thing nobody knew. So this drama is, you enjoy it, Baba says. Every scene you enjoy it. But definitely when just a person is there and his mother dies, and you tell him you should enjoy this scene, it's tough. But Baba says long-standing practice is needed, not just of drama but of every aspect of this knowledge. Then only to remain stable in situations is possible, otherwise one falls down. D. Different. Every actor is different. No two actors are similar. Every scene is different, every actor is different. So you cannot expect that he should behave in this manner. When I was old, young, I used to be so enthusiastic, I used to work so much. You are young but you love, you don't work anything, you don't do anything. Children, parents often tell their children, when we were of your age, we used to do so much and you are not doing anything. Why they should become like you, first thing. Let them be what they are. There's one Sufi saint who says, if I die, he dreamt, and in the dream, he saw God talking to him. And God said to him, I am not unhappy with you because you did not become like Moses. I am unhappy with you because you did not become like Jesus. I am not unhappy with you, did not become like Muhammad. I am unhappy with you because you did not become like yourself, what you ought to become. You tried to become, it's okay if you did not become like Brahma, fine. If you did not become like Shiva Baba, it's fine. But what you did not, why you did not become as you are, the original you, why there were so many artificial layers? For this, God was unhappy with him. So this drama is different. Every actor is different. E. This drama is enigmatic. Enigmatic means, enigma is an English word. It means secret, clandestine, something mysterious. So this is very mysterious drama. You must understand the mystery. And mystery, the greatest thing about mystery is that mystery should remain a mystery. Some scenes of drama will remain mystery throughout the end. You will never know their secrets. And the beauty of the drama is in remaining mysterious. If you know the secret, what is the use? You will not enjoy it. This drama has so many climax scenes. And the last moment, just as in some movie, they will not show. For 3 hours, they will keep you dangling. In the last 5 minutes, it is revealed who is the murderer. They will keep in the limbo. They will not let you know. So this drama is also like this. Here, for 5,000 years, you remain, God remains a mystery. And then, last 100 years, you get to know some secrets. But don't feel that, understand that you understand all the secrets. There would be some secrets still. They will remain with him as secrets. They will never be revealed to you. That's how it is. Then F is fixed. This drama is fixed, predestined. So, this is a fixed. Then G, God loves it. This drama is loved by God. That's why You should also love this drum. God loves every actor, not just every actor, his every actions. So you must also love to love all the actors of this drama. Only thing is that you should be a witness. Then only you can do this. Just as God is out of this cycle, that's why. Some of the secrets of drama we'll take tomorrow. Time is up. So we'll read out again.
Australia has a lot of specialties. However, Maya too loves those from Australia a lot more. Those who are loved by the father also become loved by Maya. So many good ones, even if only for a short time, have become Mayas, have they not? None of you are weak like them, are you? You are not going to get caught in any spinning, are you? Bab Dada remembers those children even now. What happened is the because of not understanding something fully. They have questions of why and what. So, the door for Maya to enter opens. You now know the door for Maya, do you not? So, don't get caught up in why or what. And then, Maya won't receive a chance to come in. Always put on the double lock. Remembrance and service is the double lock. Just service by itself is a single lock. If there is just remembrance and no service, that too is just a single lock. Let there be the balance of the two. This is the double lock. Avyakta Murli, 3rd March 1984. Om Shanti.